I'm Freddie Menares. Yesterday we learned that legendary Montana wildlife biologist John Craighead died 1 month after celebrating his 100th birthday with family and friends. He passed on Sunday at his home outside Missoula. Craighead did pioneering work in and around Yellowstone National Park with his twin brother Frank, who died in 2001. Dan Pletcher was a lifelong admirer and colleague of the Craigheads, and for 20 years served as chair of the wildlife biology program at the University of Montana. Pletcher spoke with MTPR's Josh Burnham yesterday.
Can you describe his impact on the field of wildlife biology?
It can be very, very difficult to overestimate his influence. John and his twin brother Frank did some National Geographic specials, 50 years ago or so, that an awful lot of budding wildlife biologists or wildlife biologists wannabe saw, and really brought many of us into this discipline. The work he did on grizzly bears in Yellowstone and early uses of radio telemetry, satellite imaging to look at habitats, his influence was huge. And an awful lot of that he did right out of Missoula, Montana. The National Geographic Society listed him as one of the top scientists of the 20th century, and he was the leader of the Cooperative Wildlife Research Unit on campus for 25 years. He was so highly thought of that colleagues and admirers, supporters, family contributed money to the University of Montana Foundation to create an endowed chair in his name.
Do you have any standout memories personally working with him?
Well, I can tell you the first time I met him would have been in the early 70s. I don't remember what year it was, but he came and gave a talk at the University of Minnesota, St. Paul campus, where I was an undergraduate student, and just mesmerized the whole crowd, and including me. I think part of the reason that I was so drawn to John is that he had an identical twin brother who he worked with closely for their lifetimes, and I've got an identical twin brother as well, and that and the contributions he made to the wildlife profession just really energized an awful lot of us to try to make the kind of difference he did, which was not possible, but his contributions were huge. The Wild and Scenic Rivers Act that Congress passed was largely due to his efforts. Just one more example of the sorts of things he did. He worked on raptors in India before World War II. He worked with the military during World War II to work on survival techniques for our servicemen during that time. Just a long, amazing life.
Dan Pletcher is Professor Emeritus of Wildlife Biology at the University of Montana.